wakes up one morning, the guy says, what a party I went to last night right here in the neighborhood. Good food, good people, good conversation. Best thing of all, they had a golden toilet. See, you're crazy. No such thing. I'm telling you, they had a golden toilet. Come on. They go to the house where the party was, knock on the door. Lady, excuse me, lady, will you show my wife the golden toilet? She says, hey, Harry, here's the guy who's shitting your tuba.
Another great one from Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
That's funny.
Not that far removed from really an unbelievable performance at the Bernie and Sid Night of Comedy at the Cutting Room just a couple of weeks ago. He tore the house down, him and Brewer and Rob Magnotti, all great. You can watch the great Jackie the Joke Man tomorrow night at Central Stage, 7:30 p.m. in Bernie's old neighborhood, Yonkers.
In Yonkers. On the other side of town, the nice part of town.
Right.
On Central Avenue, actually, in Yonkers. It's easily accessible.
Plus, Jackie's got a book out still, where Stern and the old porn he made with Sylvester Stallone back in Flatbush, New York in 1973.
There's always that to fall back on.
That's right. Here he is, the very, very funny and our dear friend, Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, my friends. Thank you again for including me. That was a wonderful night.
You're always great. Always great. In fact, you were the only guy I used to go see Todd and Boca, but you were really at the top of your game. You were magnificent.
Plus, Soupy's dead.
I appreciate it. You've always been so supportive. I appreciate that. It'll be a cold day in hell the day that Bernie shows up, but what are you going to do?
A guy
goes to a costume shop. He says, listen, I'm going to a masquerade party. I want to go as Adam. So the girl brings out a fig leaf. He says, that ain't big enough. And she brings out another fig leaf. He says, still not big enough. She brings out a huge fig leaf. He says, still not big enough. She says, listen, Smiley, why don't you just throw it over your shoulder and go as a gasoline pump?
Oh, that's great. No, by the way, Jackie,
a little old lady goes into a luncheonette. She says, I want a hamburger. Yeah. There's a disgusting guy on the counter wearing a sleeveless T-shirt. He says, one burger. He grabs a big hunk of chopped meat, puts it under his armpit, and pumps his arm a few times to flatten the meat, and throws it on the grill. She says, Jesus Christmas. I think that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. The guy says, yeah, lady, you should be here in the morning when I make the donuts.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
That's good stuff, Jack.
All right, and happy Halloween. So a couple goes to a Halloween party, and they're dressed as a cow. And he's the front half, and she's the back half. They're dressed as a cow, but the party's boring. They decide to go for a walk, but stay in costume because it's Halloween, and they're walking across a field. And all of a sudden, they hear, and the wife is the back half, and she says, Bobby, there's a bull over there, and I think he's going to charge us. What are we going to do? He says, well, I'm going to eat some grass. You better brace yourself.
Oh, man. It's like
Jackie.
Doesn't end here.
He's
but
on
Jack,
fire.
Jackie the Joke Man, again, tomorrow night at the Central Stage in Yonkers on Central Avenue. Very nice place. It's 7:30 tomorrow night, Jackie the Joke Man. Jackie.
Yeah, my opening act is Rich Harkaway, very good friend, and it's a great place. Anthony runs a tight ship. It's lots of fun. I appreciate you guys. I should have come in live today. I didn't know I could come in live.
Oh, you can come in whenever you want. We had your friend Stuttering John in a couple of weeks ago, which, by the way,
John did the show. We did a show together out at Suffolk Theater. It was great. We might do some shows around the country together.
Right. He promoted that. It was the week of your show. He promoted that you guys were appearing together a couple of days later. And since then, by the way, I've only got 90 messages from Stuttering John about joining the show, so.
Oh, well, of course. You know, I was going to write you a message myself and say, why don't you let John join the show? Hey, so kids walk along with his father, and they see two dogs going at it. He says, hey, Pop, what's going on over there? And his father says, son, they're making a puppy. Well, that night, the kid walks past his parents' bedroom, and the old man's giving it to the old lady, you know. The kid says, hey, Pop, what's happening now? He says, we're making you a baby brother. He says, yeah, well, flip her over. I'd rather have a puppy.
Oh, baby!
Yeah, that's money, man.
Good. Three.
Good Lord,
John. I will leave you. I will leave you with one great one. There's a huge fire. A huge bar fire. Big fire in an Irish bar in New York City. And the firemen struggle and finally get the fire under control. And the fire chief goes into the bar. And there's two guys standing at the bar drinking. And the fire chief says to the first guy, "How'd the fire start?" And the Irish guy says, "I don't know. It was burning when we came in."
That's hilarious.
Jackie the Joke Man, yeah. Martling, everybody. Check him out tomorrow night. He'll be at Central Stage in Yonkers. And the show is 7:30, and there is nobody funnier.
No.
The great Jackie the Joke Man, Martling. That's thank you. Great. Come in next time.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the plugs. I'll see you very soon. Have a great weekend.
You all too, right, Jackie the Joke Man.
He's
good
great.
Good stuff, man.
You got to say, and you're a connoisseur of this, because you're really funny, too. Really funny, live, on stage. But he's
thank you.
No, you are. He's one of the few guys that does that. Just rapid fire jokes, right?
Yes, that's right. He's one
of those. I can't think
guys.
Of any other.
Well, Rodney Dangerfield used to do that
kind
of thing.
Right.